Good day. We are here at Faith Hope and Love office, and I will let my guest today to introduce himself and share the testimony that he had in the past couple of weeks with regards to Food Pantry Planting Initiative.
Thank you, Merlin. My name is Christopher Elliott, and I'm the director of the Pantry of Hope that meets near 38th and Emerson on a monthly basis. And we received the training from Faith, Hope, and Love, which is very helpful, and started distributing food about 3 months ago. We had quite a few individuals coming, but it was kind of discouraging because we weren't engaging in a relationship like we would like to. Some of the like their personal information and things they were withholding, and they weren't interested in doing that. We were kind of in a discouraged place at that time. But, you know, we just kept being faithful and prayerfully pursuing what we felt like God had us to do in the community. And last month, instead of meeting at the park like we had, we decided to just go door to door, just a couple of families that we knew. Well, we did meet with one of those families, and immediately they started referring us to people in the community that needed food. We asked them, "Who do you know who's hungry?" And they started referring us to the people, and all of them were filling out their personal information. We're very grateful. It was a completely different experience. It's like God just changed our season. And so I just am grateful to Faith, Hope, and Love for their continued support and encouragement, encouraging me through the rough times. And I'm thankful to God for changing our season and bringing us into a time where the majority of the people who filled out their information asked for prayer, put a prayer request, said that they wanted to be involved in a Bible study and that they want to volunteer. And so it's just, it's been an amazing process. I encourage anyone who is interested in developing leaders or reaching neglected communities to get involved with Faith, Hope, and Love and their food pantry planting training, because it's awesome.
Yeah. Now, you're planting a church too. What's the name of your church? And give us a little bit, maybe about a minute of what's going on there.
Yes, we're planting Oasis of Hope Southern Baptist Church right there on 38th and Emerson area. And we, our strategy is to actually develop leaders who will then plant churches in the most neglected communities in Indianapolis. And part of that strategy is actually developing faithful leaders first through food pantry training and by planting food pantries. So in other words, what we want to do is we want to identify people of peace in communities and identify the communities of need by raising up individuals who will plant food pantries, and then the people will then come to them, and that'll help us identify where we then want to plant our next fellowships. And it'll also draw volunteers, people of peace who may not know the Lord, that they come to volunteer at the pantry because they just want the good of the community. And then ultimately, you know, that gives us an opportunity to build relationships, share the gospel, and then they can actually be, you know, some of the founding families of those fellowships.
That's great. Wonderful. God bless you.
Thank you, Merlin. God bless you.
You just heard a testimonial of a food pantry redefined. Faith, Hope, and Love. God bless you.